So what we would like to do now is we would like to take you on a meditation. All right. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take you on a meditation towards something in your future. And we entitled this day of your financial future, right? So because of the economy and because of these circumstances, everybody's finances are under the microscope now. And everybody's thinking about money and everybody's thinking about the future. So let's do something about that, shall we? Let's connect you into physical plane manifestation and connect you with the spirit of money and the energies of money. Now, we go into much more depth with this in a workshop that we called Healing Your Relationship with Money. So if you find that you have judgments about money, you need to listen to that and take care of that. But for now, what we're going to do is we're going to connect you to physical plane manifestation and open up a financial future for you. So let yourself get in a position that's comfortable. In a position in which you can stay for a longer period of time. And give yourself the message that even though you have had a personal history and your story is that you tend to lose it at meditations and you fall asleep, you never do it really very well, that you're going to do it good enough today. And even if you have these stories that noises that other people make and so on, and noises in the environment tend to disturb you and you never can seem to get into really good sleep, really good sleeping, deep down, you know, rest kind of energy to go right into this phenomenal meditation. Recognize that. Those noise, just give yourself permission. Those noises that you may hear will only serve to help you go deeper and more focused and more centered. And maybe if you hear some noises that are disturbing, maybe it's meant to bring you back to present so that you can continue in more conscious awareness. So knowing this, let yourself feel safe. Safe to relax, to let it be whatever is. Give yourself permission to drop off all the must-do, have-do, all your to-do list for the rest of the day. And just drop it off. Just clear the slate as if there's nothing to do later. Just don't think about it right now. Don't worry, it'll come back to you. And don't even pay any attention to what has been up to this point. Anything that happened earlier today or in the past, just give yourself permission to let it go. You really don't have to spend time bouncing back and forth between the past and the future. Let yourself come as present with us as you can. Listen to the sound of our voice. Just be present as you listen to it. Just be with us. Just you with us. And let yourself breathe from the belly, gently, quiet breaths. None of these meditative breaths where you must force the air. None of that. You're not going to be pushing and moving energy right now. Maybe later. But not now. It's a silent breath. It's an easy breath into deep in your belly. Just letting your belly expand. Nobody's watching your stomach right now. Okay? Just let it expand. And fill it up with air. Gently and easily. Relax your legs as best you can. Relax your back as best you can. so that you can be in balance. We don't want you to fall over. Relax your arms, your shoulders particularly. And if there's a particular position that tends to put you into sleep and get you starting to snore, we recommend you don't stay in that position. Maybe prop yourself up a little bit straighter. But whatever works for you, so that you can be relaxed and present and focused the best that you can, being with us. Relax now your neck and your head. Balance your head on your shoulders or wherever it is, balance it. Relax your jaw. Relax your cheekbones, whatever that would feel like to you. Your sinuses, let them relax. Relax your nose, your lips. Relax your teeth and gums. Relax your eyelids as much as you can, with them still remaining closed. Relax your eyeballs as they lie inside those eyelids. Imagine your eyeball is like a very soft jelly, just like a jelly, jiggly and bouncy, just so soft, so easy. Your forehead relaxed. Let your eyebrows just hang down. Relax. Your scalp. And let your attention now go into your awareness. Who are you? Who is the you that is aware of the sound of our voice? Pay attention. Find the source of this awareness. Follow your attention to the source of attention. Where does your attention come from? Somewhere inside you, you will find this sense that you have found, maybe not exactly the pinpoint of light that you are, but a center of consciousness, a place of awareness. Now don't logically think, oh, it should be in the third eye, or it should be in the heart chakra, or it should be above my head, or don't go there. Just let it be wherever it is. And sit in that place as if there is a beautiful chaise lounge waiting for you, right in that spot, that you can put your body down so gently, so comfortably, with way more comfort than you may even experience in your physical life, so that your body feels nurtured and loved and safe. And let yourself relax upon this plush, deliciously comfortable chaise lounge. Just right for you. Your body fits in it softly, easily, comfortably, like a glove. And as you just kind of float there, relax there, your attention comes to one point. The point of your awareness, the point of your consciousness, the center of you, who you are, not of your body, but of the greater you, the you who is part of the divine, a divine matrix, you part of a huge network of lights and light beings, you an expression, a unique, specific expression of the divine in physical reality. You. Being with you. And let off all thoughts about you. Any stories about who you are and what your life is like, especially your financial life. Any limitations that are in your story about money, let them go. Any limitations about anything else. Imagine what your life would be like, what you would feel like all day long without those limitations. There was once a time when you had no limitations whatsoever. Before you came into physicality this lifetime, you were in complete and total freedom. Let yourself imagine what it would be like to be there. And as you imagine that, imagine yourself floating through space. You, a pinpoint of light, floating through a night sky, filled with hundreds of thousands of other pinpoints of light, other stars. You, a light, a star, yourself. And above you and around you, hundreds and thousands of stars, of pinpoints of light twinkling at you. Realize that all these stars, all these pinpoints of light are alive, filled with a life, may not be physical, but with love, with intention, with caring, with consciousness. And that these lights around you care about you, are part of you, are part of your family, your spiritual divine family. And now imagine that some of these stars move out of their location and come to move above you. And they create a circle of stars, maybe several deep, maybe a sphere of stars. You can't count them, there are lots of them. And all these stars send a beam of light to a center point above you to produce a giant star, a star of their union. That is us. We, a group who speak as one. And we, the giant star above you, send a light beam down to you so that when it reaches you, when it touches you, you'll notice it's a column of light so big that it wraps you all the way up. It covers you entirely. Let us wrap you up. Let us hold you. Let us surround you, the pinpoint of light. Let us give to you love. Let us give to you any healing that you desire for money, for financial life, but it can also include your love life, your relationships, your health. It won't hurt us. Just let us have it. Just give it to us. And let us heal you. Let us send you some healing. No, we may not take it all away so it vanishes instantly. Heavens, you don't believe that's possible. We couldn't do it anyway. But let us put some light there where there was previously darkness. Let us put some expansion and freedom in there where there was originally limitation. Let us put some love in there and value where previously there was some judgment and worry. Let us take you into deep trust. Let yourself feel safe. Let yourself feel what trust is. Imagine, what if you really felt safe that you could trust your reality, your world? You could trust you, your evaluations, your perceptions. You could trust and expect magic to work for you. Let yourself imagine that state of being, and let us just amplify it for you and drench you with it. Let us take you into a state of deep trust, complete peace, that's it. Come on, let go. There's some tension. Let it go. Don't worry. You can imagine it good enough. Just give yourself the okay to receive trust, the energies of trust, safety, knowing, positive expectation. Let us go into every cell of your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. Let us go into that spark of light that you are. And bring that light of trust and safety. And as you experience that, from this place, being present, trust you. Trust that you're okay, you're valuable, that being you is good enough. And that you will be able, from your being, to know what to do. Trust you. Now, there is something in your financial future you would may like to create. Think about now what that creation means to you, what it would feel like to be there. What are the intangibles of that? We suggested you look at that earlier. So bring forth those intangibles as if you were to put them out like cards on a table. All right, I want to feel this way and I want to have that feeling. I want to feel this lightness, this empowerment. Speak to us mentally of the power, the freedom, the love, and the safety, trust, that you would like to have, the fulfillments, the creative expression, the loving, the connections, the growth and the awarenesses you would like to increase, the passion to activate more. Speak to us of that. Give us a sense of it. Just show us with feeling it. Or maybe there's a little scenario of you being happy and joyous. Or maybe a picture of you now can emerge. You in this state of happiness and fulfillment and feeling good about yourself and really free and feeling this sense of being you and the magic that you're looking for. Now give us the scenario. Give us the form, the structure, the tangible that you would like. Maybe you want it in the form of a better paying job. Or maybe you want it in your project being funded. Or simply some kind of increase in income or some really good assistance with your investments. However you see it. Give us those pictures too. The tangibles that you're looking to experience. That will reflect to you, you assume, the intangibles you shared with us. Oh, you can have more than one. All right. Now, it is your choice. You desire this. Time to put some light on it. As if the scenarios that you see, maybe looking at your balance of your checkbook, maybe looking at a circumstance with a bunch of people you're working with, you making money with it. Whatever scenario you see, imagine it now in one picture. Bring it all together into one image. You celebrating, you having a good time with your money, feeling those feelings. And put light on it. Make it bright, like the heavens open up and the sun itself comes to shine directly on top of you. So bright you can hardly see yourself. Let all your senses imagine it real. To smell it, to taste it, to touch it. To hear it, to see it. Get really up close and personal with it. If it's a scenario where you see yourself there, step into that self so that you are in the scenario. You're associated, you're into it, you're in the midst of it. It is happening for you. Let yourself be there, experiencing the center of your universe. Sense yourself loving you and valuing you. Sense yourself free to be you. Sense yourself empowered to make the choices for you. Not that you'll always make perfect right choices, but that you're empowered to make choices and you trust that ultimately it will come forth. Trusting, feeling safe in your world. Looking forward to the engagement with the world. With the interaction with other people and things and places. Anticipate that. Feel the excitement. You and your world, friends, working together, it's going to be so much fun. This is a perspective you had before you came into the body. Let yourself feel it now. The adventure, the thrill. What if you could never, ever fail? What if it was just one success after another? How would it feel? Let us put more light on it with you. Let us amplify it for you and with you. And let us call in the gnomes. A whole bunch of small beings. They may have little pointy hats, whatever you see them as being. Powerful, powerful small beings filled with intense persona and sense of themselves. Phenomenal. Much more than you encounter in a usual person. Tremendously, fiercely independent. Valuing themselves. Strong, capable. We call them in for you. We call the gnomes, your spirits of earth, those who work with you. And they gather. See them gather around you, several of them. They come to assist you. They come to help you. Behind them, we call your spirit helpers. They come in the form of angels or ancient teachers and masters, sprites and fairy beings. All sorts of beings, some in animal form. And they surround you as well. You see them behind the gnomes. Until you have a host waiting for you. A host with their attention on you. You. Their attention on you. Let yourself receive their attention. Feel their power for you. Feel their willingness to work with you as your friends, as your support. And now, request them, command them, tell them, this is what I would like manifest. Tell them. Just mentally speak to them and tell them what you wish in your financial future. Show them the scenario that we have brightened and you have brightened. And then thank them. I thank you, you say. I am grateful that you are now aware of what it is, and I trust that you will now unfold it into the physical plane. I have gratitude for your working with me, gratitude for my world, gratitude for my friends, all of you. And we still surround you as well. So when you speak to them, when you command them, go forth, we will help you and energize. We will talk to them. We'll explain more to them. So send them forth now. I send you forth to unfold this reality for me. In perfect timing for me, in harmony, in love, in alignment with me, who I am. And they look at you, it's not like they salute or anything, but they nod their heads. Yes, we get it, we understand. And they turn and they move away from you in all directions, out into your world now, out into your world. To make the changes, to unfold the magic, to bring the synchronicities to you. Feel the gratitude. You don't have to do it all yourself. Think about the actions you're going to be taking to move towards that reality. Yes, you must take some actions. You must engage the physical plane. Yes. What fun and what intrigue that can be. and see them working the energy all over your world. And way out there in front of you, you see a self that looks like you, a future you, experiencing just what it is you wanted to experience, and perhaps more, surrounded by light, surrounded by friends, celebrating, enjoying. Let yourself celebrate right now. Yes! Yay! Yay! Success! Yeah, it's not in the material yet. That's the illusion. But it's in the more real right now. And more in who you are right now. Step upon that path towards that self you see in front of you. Notice there's a road of light leading there. There may be a few little deviations in the road, but it'll finish there. And then you see your future self wave to you. They know what you did here and now. And they smile, maybe even laugh, and they turn and they walk further into the future, becoming brighter and brighter, till they become a pinpoint of light now and disappear into the light of the future. Resources and wealth and abundance and prosperity of all kinds await you. Unfoldment of magic awaits you. You step forward with trust, expecting magic, looking for the magic. And let this feeling anchor into your physical body as well as your spiritual, mental, and emotional bodies. Feel this feeling in your physical body. Bring it into every cell of your physical body, bringing your awareness into your physical body, entrenching it, drenching it, integrating this energy, this sense of groundedness, this sense of presence, this sense of future, bringing it into your physical body. Your physical body is connected to the earth. It is made up of the same substance as the earth, made up of the elements and the minerals, enlivened by passion and spirit, enriched by soul, the divine within you, returning to oneness. You and the earth and the world and everyone with whom you will work and be one together. Let it just sink into every cell and we will assist. We're with you. Receive. There's a lot of receiving to come. And you're done. Bring yourself back. lots of energy. Integrating now into your body. There you go. All right. Okay. Good. Yes, we know we coughed right in the silence. Dispelled some stuff. You're better anchored now. You're grounded. Good. Let this continue to entrench. It's going to continue over the next couple of days. It's a process. It's going to get deeper and deeper and more entrenched. It's going to become part of your new self story of yourself. That's where it's going to entrench. It's the way you perceive yourself that more magic is going to be more natural to you. And you're okay. You're valuable. You are what it's all about. We have certainly enjoyed working with you. Tremendously enjoyed seeing your energies, your colors flow. And we wish you much wealth and harmony on your journey. A spiritual person living in a material world and doing well at it and enjoying it. At one moment. No resistance. No judgment. Free to be you. We surround you all with our light and, as always, our love. Farewell.